One vote down, one to go.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The Senate has passed an economic rescue package worth more than $800 billion. The House may vote on it tomorrow. We continue our coverage of the financial crisis with Congressman Bill Pascrell, a Democrat from New Jersey. Congressman, you were saying you wish there was more regulation in this bill to prevent future problems. Are you going to push for changes to the Senate version?
I don't believe there will be any changes because then it would have to go back to the Senate again. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm wishing. I would like some changes. I'm going to be fighting for some changes in caucus. Now, I know all of this could not have been done in this bill. This is a difficult vote for me to make. I'm up to the task. I'm reading as much as I possibly can. Will America be more at risk if I vote no? Will America be less at risk if I vote yes? That's the thing I'm going to struggle with up to the time that I vote.
Are Democrats going to wait until they have the votes to get this passed?
I don't think it'll come up unless they have the votes this time. Mr. Boehner, the leader on the other side, who I have a great deal of respect for, wants us to believe that no taxpayer money is at risk here. The way the legislation is written, that is not true. The money that we're going to be spending, we think we're going to be getting back because they're going to sell these assets. Who's going to determine the price? Which leads me to my second major problem. Who is going to administer this program? I've heard that this will be privatized beyond the Treasury Department. And what are we going to do, put our friends in charge here? Folks are going to have to decide tomorrow in the House of Representatives whether these are improvements or whether this is simply a little more icing on the cake.
Right now, what's your sense? What are the odds of getting this through the House tomorrow?
Oh, I think that it will pass.
Congressman Bill Pascrell, Democrat from New Jersey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
As part of our special coverage of the financial crisis, we're hitting the road. We've dispatched two Marketplace reporters on a trip across America. We begin in Charlotte, North Carolina, where Amy Scott is standing by. Amy, I used to live in Charlotte, so I know it's all about the financial industry there. Bank of America, Wachovia, both headquartered in Charlotte. What's your sense of the city right now?
Well, when Citigroup stepped up to buy Wachovia's banking business earlier this week, it really hit Charlotte hard. Mm-hmm. The bank employs about 20,000 people here, and though no layoffs have been announced, thousands are expected. And just to get a sense of how that could affect really the whole economy here, I visited a hair salon right across the street from one of Wachovia's many towers here in Charlotte.
Probably 50% of my clients are Wachovia people. I was up all night last night thinking about it because it's really been kind of sad around here.
That's Yvonne Curtis, a hairstylist at Jean's Master Cuts. Her boss, Gene Buchan, told me he's been cutting hair in this neighborhood so long he feels like he works for Wachovia. So he was taking this pretty hard.
And Amy, what about the gas shortage we've been hearing about in that area?
Right. Well, Charlotte and much of the Southeast are in the midst of a gasoline shortage that's been going on close to 3 weeks now after hurricanes Ike and Gustav took out several refineries. I met people who are really suffering from this, some guys who had to take a day off without pay because there wasn't enough gas to drive their van, a car salesman who said he's had to send customers home with vouchers to come back and fill up their new cars at another time. I'm told the situation is improving, but people are still having to drive around looking for gas, wait in long lines. So people here are worried about a lot more than Wall Street right now.
Well, I hope you make it to your next stop.
So do I. Thanks.
All right. Amy Scott in Charlotte. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Amy's next stop is Charleston, West Virginia. You'll find out more about our Road to Ruin trip online at marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthealth.com. And by the American Public Transportation Association, helping America go green. You can calculate your carbon savings at publictransportation.org.
No matter what happens with the rescue package or bailout, whatever you want to call it, there are tough economic times ahead. It's going to mean some changes for families in this country. Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell calls it the new frugality. And he joins us now. Chris, what do you mean by that?
I think this is a major transformative moment for families. We're going to go into recession, and we're going to do all the things you do with a recession where you cut back on your spending and you be more cautious. But when we come out of the recession, that's not going to change. And the reason it's not going to change is lenders are going to be very conservative. Borrowing is going to be tough. The other reason, you're not going to get big wage gains. Anybody out there who's optimistic and believes that employers are going to turn to you and say, you know, you've been working really hard. I think you need a 10% wage increase. I don't think that's going to happen.
But Chris, don't you think it's a good thing if we move away from our credit-driven economy and get back to the old days of spending what you have?
Sounds really nice, doesn't it? Yes. What I worry about is the transition. Yes, you want to deleverage, and we took on too much debt. But I hope that it happens over a period of many years as opposed to fairly quickly. And I also don't want to paint too gloomy a picture. People are going to continue to borrow, but they're going to borrow more conservatively. You're not going to put 1% down for a piece of real estate. You're going to be putting 15 to 20% down. But, you know, the transition is going to be difficult because we've been used to just being able to borrow. And, you know, you still get the financial services industry saying things like, well, you know, you can't make that change because it might raise the interest rates when you go to borrow. Hello, people. You're not lending to them anyway.
Right.
What are they worried about? A higher interest rate. Come on.
Oh, fun as always, Chris.
Thanks a lot.
As far as the stock markets go this morning, in Europe, shares are about 1% higher so far. The markets close mixed in Asia. The Dow begins the day at 10,831. I've started a blog about this financial mess. You can find it on our website, marketplace.org. Just click on Marketplace Off Air. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.